It's the same facility used by some of Britain's Olympics athletes, but these competitors are visually impaired or have other physical or mental disabilities. They have to work that much harder to excel at their sports. Finding a sport and having the potential to be a champion are particularly important for these athletes. Among them is 21-year-old Georgina Callingham, one of the youngest British Paralympians, who has cerebral palsy.
The shooting's literally meant everything in my life. The last few, I'd say last year and a half, my friends have taken a back step. My social life has taken a back step. Literally, with me, I'm 100% focused on my match, and I will be throughout the match and throughout the time.
Outside, the men of Britain's Paralympic football team are practicing. One team member, Martin Sinclair, is in the unusual position of having a brother who played on Britain's Olympics football team.
It's a dream come true. I didn't think I'd be here, to be honest.
You see over there that they're quite talented guys over there, and I mean, at the end of the day, it's a privilege to be with them. It's great history. You don't expect two brothers to be in the Olympics and the Paralympics.
Among the many others who never thought they'd be here is 64-year-old archer Kate Murray, the eldest member of the British team who became disabled by a spinal condition 13 years ago.
It meant everything to me. Now, you know, archery is all to me. Keeps me going. Keeps me younger. 64.
The Paralympic Games are about winning medals, but they also have a broader importance. Officials say they demonstrate what disabled people can accomplish with a little support, and they hope the Games will help expand opportunities for the disabled around the world. Training expert Penny Briscoe gave up a career in the Olympic movement to help raise the quality of the British Paralympic team. She says it has been inspirational.
As much as I've given, I've probably got tenfold back in terms of the experiences of that I've had. And it didn't take long, actually, to understand that I was involved in a pretty special project, if I can call it that.
Briscoe says the quality and character of these athletes will help in the slow process of changing perceptions of what disabled people can do. Al Pessin, VOA News, Bath, England.